We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into another edition of Hand Raised Guys, presented by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. I'm Neil McCready. That's Chase Parham. We're with you here on this Thursday night. We'll make this the Friday Oxford Exxon podcast. The big news today, of course, Spencer Sanders committing to Ole Miss, as we've been telling you for several days that we pretty much knew was coming. It happened. We'll talk about it a little bit. We'll take your calls on the MyPerfectFranchise.net hotline. Yeah, we're brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Same great name, same different names, but same great products, same great services, same people, really. If you're in the Oxford, Batesville area, call the people at Comer, 662-801-1777. If you're in the Hernando area, South Haven, Memphis, that area, if you're in South Haven, frankly, just don't do anything. Eat badly, sleep badly next couple of days, and then Sunday, maybe wake up and give the people at Southern a call, 662-429-4429. We're coming to you from the Clark Ford Studios. Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest completely up to you. You can shop it around. You can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today, 662-257-1900. Guest, as we mentioned, and you guys, when you call in, it'll be on the MyPerfectFranchise.net hotline. If you are a entrepreneur, if you're a displaced corporate executive, you're wanting to put your career in your own hands, Andy Ludicky can help. He's a longtime Rivals board member, diehard college football fan, franchise veteran. He owns multiple franchises and businesses. Uses his expertise to help others find their American dream through a very thorough and free consultation process. Call Andy. Put your life and career in your own hands. He's 100% free. Nothing to lose. It's MyPerfectFranchise.net. Contact Andy anytime at Andy@MyPerfectFranchise.net or at 404-973-9901. This will be, as I said, the Friday Oxford Exxon podcast. Chase, what's going on at the Oxford Exxon?
Spaghetti and meatballs tomorrow. It's your lunch special there on that Friday. I tell you about today's, but that's kind of irrelevant because it's 7 o'clock. It's not really lunch anymore. But any size fountain drink, bread of your choice there. I'd recommend the cornbread, but whatever you like. You can have it there at the Oxford Exxon up and down I-55 and throughout North Mississippi as well. Let them take care of ribs. Maybe you got some event this weekend, something coming up. Wet ribs, dry ribs, call ahead. They'll wrap them up, have them ready to go for you. There with the Oxford Exxon, all good there. Again, different lunch specials every day. Clean, convenient store, plenty of options, and a great hot case with size desserts and much more there in Oxford. So, yeah, number five for you today, Mr. McCready?
This is podcast number five. Yep.
You want to do two, three more when you get done?
Nope.
You
want to? I'll be done.
Your voice is fine. You're hanging in. Although yeah, one of them was very short. So
one was like 20 minutes. Everything okay. Else was, but the one with Tyler was like an hour 40.
But you just wind Tyler up and let him go.
That's true. Tyler does most of the talking.
Just sit there and let it ruminate over there. That's it. It's fine. Not really much news necessarily in the overall sports world today. Mike Bray, the Notre Dame basketball coach, stepping down at the end of the season. I guess that's the...
You're going to break that down for a few hours?
No, but I just saw
it. He had a hell of a career.
Had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
You know, guy never won a title or anything, but he won a lot of games. He was around for a while. Speaking of titles, I did see the South Dakota State coach is retiring now after he won the national title in year 20, whatever it was. Yeah. He got a ring and said, I'm going out on top. That's it.
Headed to the lake.
I don't blame him.
No, hell no.
Get a title, get a ring. They beat North Dakota State, beat the Dakota rival or whatever you want to call it there. Still on some commit watch for some other dudes. Still think more's coming here in the next day or two, something like that.
I kind of do wish I had some times. Wouldn't that make you feel good?
If you just had a list of, hey, 10 o'clock, 11:30, 2:15, like right there. Because like,
tomorrow is the closest thing I've got to an off day.
But all the stuff's in.
It's in. But you're not, you'd like to be in a position to like, you know, hit it. Not be an hour late. And I've got stuff I'd like to do tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Set a bunch of alerts on your phone for Twitter. And you'll get the ding.
That's true.
You could do that.
But like, had you waited for Spencer Sanders to tweet today, you'd have been 2 hours late.
That's a good point.
It was so funny. I had this story written. I wrote it last night. You went in this morning and fixed and added some things. And then I saw Chris Lowe tweet it, and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm gone.
Good enough.
Good enough.
I know enough to know how that works. So yeah, we're all good here. I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, hopefully we speak to him at some point. I mean, obviously we'll.
I was going
to
tell you. Go ahead. He talked to David.
It wasn't David. It was Chris Hummer. With 24/7. I found this interesting. National guy for 24/7. But I mean, again, we're giving credit.
Oh yeah, sure.
Because I found this interesting. So a couple different quotes. We've always wondered, or always in the last few days, we've talked a lot about Sanders and his mindset and coming in and where he's kind of thinking here for his final year of eligibility. As no one needs and has not been under a rock by now. Ole Miss has added Walker Howard in the last couple of days, and obviously Jackson Dart is the returning starting quarterback for Ole Miss, and we'll compete for that job obviously this season as well. Sanders, a couple quotes. He says, I'm going to come in and work my tail off either way. Whether the room is packed or not, that's just my mindset. I've always had a mindset of competing, driving, striving for better. I've never shied away from competition. I'm not going to start now. I have a lot of self-confidence. I'm a big believer in myself. My money is on me every time, so I wasn't too worried about what the quarterback room looks like. I got pretty good experience. I've been in the game for years. I feel like I've got a little bit of an edge. I like Lane Kiffin a lot. I like how he schemes his offense, like how he runs his offense, how he spreads the ball out. He's got tempo in the SEC as well. I love the play action shots. They've got a really good running back flow, a great running game, all in all, too. I feel like it's a good team. I've been watching the SEC for quite some time now. I feel like it's not a bad spot to be, especially for competing. I just want to compete and do the best I can, show the world what I can do on a different level. Talks about thanking Oklahoma State for his time, Tim Rattay, a lot of different dudes there. He says, but, you know, maybe this is just for the better. I think it's time for me to split ways and try something new, try to take my game to the next level. Spencer Sanders. I know, shock here. He does not appear to be coming in to grab a clipboard and just hang out in his final year of eligibility. He did not seem to intimate that from those quotes.
Okay.
Sure.
For the people who've been listening all day long, I apologize for what's about to happen. I'm setting this up for Chase because I doubt, seriously, and I would probably go across the table and hit him if he said that he sat and listened and watched McCready and Siski. I'd say, come on, there's better things for you to do with your day. I used this analogy, and I think it's a good one, even though it's a little weird, but I'm a little weird because I like to watch cooking shows. Okay.
Where are we going?
I'm going. Hold on. I like to watch Beat Bobby Flay. One of my favorite shows.
I like that show.
It's a good show.
I like that show.
It's mindless. It's great entertainment.
It's a good show.
It's 30 minutes. It's typically kind of funny.
You got to beat the other dudes and you got to beat Flay.
Yeah. And so the way it's set up is they bring two people in and they compete against each other in an initial competition. And the winner gets to go against Bobby Flay. But at the beginning of the show, Bobby Flay says, hey, Chase. Hey, Bobby. Welcome. I know you want to get to me, but first you got to get through each other. And to do that, I'm going to give you 20 minutes and you got to make a dish. And the star of the dish has to be, and he pulls out something.
Papaya or something.
Asparagus.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. That's the first fact. So you can go make steak and eggs over there, and it could be the best steak and eggs in the world, but you had to use asparagus as the star of the show. And so one of the things I'm trying to tell people is, unless everybody's wrong, the fact that the thing that you have to know going in is that Walker Howard's going to be the second quarterback. So when people go, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with a scenario where it's Jackson Dart, and then it's Spencer Sanders, and then, no, that's not an option. That's not – the star of the show is asparagus. You got to know that going in. That's a fact. People keep trying to make it something like, okay, well, what if – nope. He came this part I'm not even – I'm not guessing. I know this to be true. He came because he wanted to compete for the position, but he knew that next season, at a minimum, he would be the number two, getting the number two reps, getting prepared, getting developed in the system that he's going to be running so that in 2024, he's the guy. So that's a set of facts that you have to factor in. And if you do that, boy, that really simplifies where I think this thing's going.
What if, I mean, Dart has a year of eligibility left for 2024. There is that, but that's not a point right now, I guess. It's a problem for later.
It's an interesting thing to...
Just saying.
Put
Spencer Sanders cannot be here in 2024.
No.
No chance.
No chance.
He's out of eligibility.
He's done.
Jackson Dart very likely is still playing college football in 2024.
That's my guess. And so when you start putting these facts on a piece of paper.
I see what you're saying. And I did. You saw a lot today that went, oh, no, Walker will be fine. He still gets to compete for 24. He doesn't care about 23. It's like, no, he cares.
He absolutely cares. He 100. It's a reason he left a place where he was perfectly happy.
We know three things.
Mm-hmm.
We know Walker Howard expects to be the backup quarterback in 2023.
Yes.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Spencer Sanders just gave a bunch of quotes about how he expects to be competing and have a legitimate chance to be QB1 in 2023.
Yes.
And we know that Jackson Dart believes he has control of the locker room and is going to fight like hell for the starting quarterback job in 2023.
That's correct. Something's got to give.
So where's Michael Buffer when we need him? Because that's where Absolutely. We're sitting right here. Those three things are undeniable facts.
So when people say, you guys...
We're pretty sourced on this, by the way.
We're really sourced on this.
I'm not guessing.
No. Between the two of us, we've probably talked to 12 to 15 people who are pretty connected to it. So we know. Those are facts. People are like, you guys are just trying to create drama. No, I'm really not. I'm really not. Not at all, in fact. There's not a lot of drama to create. Because there's a reason that Walker Howard picked Ole Miss. He liked Lane Kiffin. He likes the offense. Thinks it's a good fit. He did like Ole Miss. He liked Oxford, all that stuff. But again, this was not an unhappy kid leaving a place where he was miserable, being coached by people he hated. In fact, it was the opposite of that.
And he had options.
Oh, so,
a lot of options.
So many options.
We still don't really know what options Sanders had. That's the interesting part of this. Was this the only major program that he was coming into?
You hear different things about Auburn.
But, I mean, he signed an NIL deal here.
He did.
So, three quarterbacks on NIL deals.
Yes.
Those are non-binding, by the way.
I mean...
Look, I've talked to people around the building and go, they just want competition. Okay, well, you got it. I mean, okay.
Yeah, Lane won a competition.
Yeah,
I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that not everyone in the building is in agreement with some of the moves. But I'll give Kiffin credit. He makes a lot of money to make decisions, and he makes them. And he has the final say.
Oh, it's completely up to him.
It's him. So,
And look, he didn't, I mean, people keep asking, what did he tell everybody?
What did who tell?
Kiffin, all the quarterbacks.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
I don't know. I know what he told one.
Yeah, I know.
And based on what?
And I think I know what he told another one.
I mean, I think I do. So the question is, did he tell them all the same thing? And I don't know the answer to that.
The Walker Howard piece that is most interesting to me, and I mean, there's no answer here, but I keep coming back to it, is barring an incredible improvement, and I don't mean that bad, because look, Jackson Dart is a tough son of a bitch and had a hell of a season. Mm-hmm. He was good. This is not a criticism. He's probably he's not leaving at the end of 23, barring a blow up into some first round NFL draft pick.
Which feels
that's
like.
That's what I can't get lingering out of my head.
Right.
But at the same time, I know he just plans to be here and be the quarterback in the fall.
Here's what I don't know about Jackson that I wish I knew the details. How close is he to graduating? Where he could grad transfer and play right away. And I do know that he's been contacted by multiple schools in the tampering portal.
Sure.
And before anybody gets worked up, but stop. Nobody does anymore. I think the only person that gets worked up is Steve. Everybody else is understanding that tampering portal is just one of those things. He's got options. And if he were to get in the portal, he'd have tons of options.
Sure.
I mean, if he got in the portal in May, he's getting in the portal right around his 20th birthday with 3 years of eligibility remaining, I guess, to play two.
Yes, that's correct.
He could play 2 years.
Yeah.
Still has his redshirt year if it came to that.
Yeah.
He would be in demand. I mean, it's not even a rumor anymore. It's just true. There's a rumor out there. I'll put it this way. There's a rumor out there that I think has significant legs to it that BYU is very interested in Jackson Dart.
And they have been the whole time.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't feel like I'm breaking news.
Coaching staff who really like players still like said player.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Even after he's gone to SEC and played well. Makes sense. I mean, what I'm interested in now is last spring we watched a quarterback competition where the head coach was very careful not to ever declare anyone ahead of anyone.
Including letting people start games.
I suspect he will try to do that again, and I don't think this time – I think this time people would be onto it. So if you're Jackson Dart and you get to May the 1st, or whenever the Grove Bowl is, August, April, the whatever, at the conclusion of that, if you walk in and go, am I the starter or not, you can't get a firm answer, then you have a decision to make.
I mean, Grind makes a good point here. Ole Miss – and everything they're doing from a playoff standpoint is pointed toward 2024.
Yeah.
And what's going on right now goes a long way toward dictating the 2024 starting quarterback.
Sure.
A year out. Because I think in my head this whole time, I've just been operating under a very experienced Jackson Dart.
Oh, I have too. And I guess that's still on
that's
the
still
table.
Possible, sure.
But again, I don't know every option that Spencer Sanders had, but I have to think he had more than one. I mean, we heard last night TCU was involved.
Yeah. So, Auburn has been involved to whatever extent outside of the whole academic thing that I don't know. Beats me.
He came, he visited. He has an NIL agreement. It's my understanding.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm going to guess that Spencer Sanders at some point said, so let's talk about playing time. Let's talk about my role.
And you'll have every opportunity to come in and compete.
Okay. I'm just going to guess it was stronger than that.
Do you not have confidence in yourself? You don't feel like you?
Again, we'll see. To me, if you're making this an algebra equation, you can kind of guess at some of the variables. That's all. Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It won't be the first time.
I guess my point is that if there is, hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
if Jackson Dart is not here in 2024, the year where you are pretty good in a lot of places to push for that playoff and the whole top 12 thing, you're looking at a first-year starting quarterback.
Yeah, you are. but you might be looking at a first-year starting quarterback who got a lot of reps, who got a lot of experience, who you put him in games.
And is in his third year of college.
Third year of college and has a absolute ton of talent and a high ceiling.
Oh, man, he's
here's what would not make sense. What would not make sense is going into 2024 when you're going to have a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take the kid that might be the quarterback that year and let's put him on the scout team and let him run around. Let's do the one thing to him that he hated about LSU that made him leave. Makes no sense at all. None. Makes no sense at all. To the point that it's not going to happen because it's asinine. And people go, well, you know, he could get third team reps. Yeah, let's talk about third team reps in September. Break out the cricket noise if I can figure out how to use this thing. There are no third team reps.
Well, it's not even third team reps necessarily. It's also you're throwing with third teamers who are not at the same speed of everything that you need to be doing.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, my point is it does not allow for normal development.
You're not getting three quarterbacks ready in September. You're getting one quarterback ready, and you're getting another guy some backup reps. That's it. The third team guy might get 10 reps the whole week.
But yeah, I mean, I see your point, though. I mean, the point is if Jackson Dart's starting quarterback in the fall, Spencer Sanders is running third team. And it's like...
Yeah.
This episode of the podcast brought to you by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. But sometimes life gets you bogged down. You may feel overwhelmed, like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you. Because when you feel empowered, you may be more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. Look, I know sometimes, you know, you get help from friends and family, but sometimes you need a professional. Somebody with no preconceived notions. Somebody can help you sort it out from the very beginning. They don't have any knowledge, any emotions to it. It's all about you and getting better with whatever it is that ails you. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/MPW today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/MPW. Podcast also brought to you by the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation. They want to thank Rebel Nation for the incredible support in 2022 for your generosity. The Champions Now campaign, nearing $52 million. They're looking forward to an even bigger 2023. So for info on that, or Ole Miss Athletics in general, givetoathletics.com is the website. And then with basketball season heating up, the men's and women's programs, show your support for their efforts on the court by signing up for the Pledge Per Win campaign. You can sign up to pledge a specific amount for every Rebel win and earn blue priority points through every donation. Visit givetoathletics.com/donate or call the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation at 662-915-7159. Podcast also brought to you by Prime Shrimp, primeshrimp.com. 7 different flavors available for you. You can get everything from their newest option, the New Orleans style barbecue. It is my new favorite. The signature is a favorite as well. Very versatile options. The full meals in a bag, the garlic herb butter, the French Quarter Alfredo, or the Simply Shrimp. So you can season yourself for those with a few more discerning of a palate. But either way, you get it shipped directly to your door and in fewer than 10 minutes, freezer to plate with Prime Shrimp. Use code MPW for $20 off your first order. Again, primeshrimp.com. We've been telling you the last few days, it is King Cake season with Johnston Hill Creamery, johnstonhillcreamery.com. Let them help you out with a king cake from now. All you need is 24 hours notice. You call up. They've got some new flavors. They've got their cheesecake flavor, which was a huge hit. The pecan praline, the new blueberry cheesecake, all the different options there at Johnston Hill Creamery. All their cheeses locally and in-house every day. Order right online. Go to their Instagram page, johnstonhillcreamery.com. Podcast also brought to you by G&M Pharmacy. 662-236-2222. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and they offer MedSync to fill your prescriptions the same day each month and take care of you. One trip to the pharmacy, one delivery, and you have everything you need when you need it with G&M. You can also transfer those medications. You can do that easily. You make one phone call. They take care of the rest. G&M, Tyson Drugs, 662-236-2222.
And people say, well, and I don't know the answer to this. Spencer Sanders has his degree. Is that correct?
I don't know. I mean, he's been there a while. I'll assume.
K Can you enter the portal?
So why can he not get it all?
Can you enter the portal again? If you enter the portal once, can you enter the portal again in the same year? Or is there a limit on how many times you can enter the portal and transfer?
I'm not aware of a rule that allows you to not do that if you're going as a grad transfer the second time.
Okay.
That's not something I thought this morning I should check. I don't know.
I don't either.
Those quotes were just really strong. That was my point. I looked at them and I went, oh.
Read them again.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I have a lot of self-confidence. Big believer in myself. My money is on me every time, so I wasn't too worried about what the quarterback room looks like. I've got pretty good experience. I've been in the game for 4 years. I feel like I've got a bit of an edge. I'm going to come in and work my tail off either way, whether the room is packed or not. That's just my mindset. I've always had a mindset of competing, driving, striving for better. I've never shied away from competition, and I'm not going to start now. And then he goes into talking about Kiffin and the running game and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then he closes it with, I was grateful for my time at Oklahoma State. I don't have too much bad to say. I'm grateful for the quarterback they've helped me develop into. Coach Rattay's had a lot to say in that. He helped me develop over the years. I didn't want to leave him. I was sad to leave him, but, you know, maybe this is just for the better. I think it was time for me to split ways and try something new, try to take my game to the next level.
Yeah. None of that was – I just kind of feel like hanging out.
I really want to come and help Jackson develop and no. make sure that he
– Someone said quality of life. Like, no, come on. I mean, I get it, but no.
Tim Rattay's the guy that played for your La Tech Bulldogs back in the day.
I saw Tim Rattay play back in the day. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a La Tech dude. He played for the 49ers for a little while, too. Yeah. He was drafted by the Niners.
Yeah.
Buccaneers, Titans, Cardinals, and Las Vegas Locomotives.
Oh. When was Rattay at Tech?
Was at Tech from, let's see, when was he? He was drafted in 2000, so yeah, I don't know, 97 to 2000,
back in the 90s,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he went to Scottsdale Community College first, and then he started 3 seasons at La Tech.
Okay. The quarterback that I remember from my childhood in Ruston was Matt Dunnigan. He was good. He played in the Canadian Football League forever.
Yeah. Rattay went 34 touchdowns, 10 picks, 46 touchdowns, 13 picks, and 35 touchdowns, 12 picks. Good career.
Yeah. Okay.
Taking calls now?
Yeah, it was my brother sent us. All right, let's see. I got to open that. It's a part of me that just feels like using the Skype line, but we'll give this a go. See how it happens. All right, there's the number 662-426-1464. We'll let you guys sort of dictate where we go from here. And because I feel like we've talked this out, and man, we're gonna talk about this forever.
Yeah.
To the point of it just being, I don't know. People, I bet you guys are thrilled. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, how many times can you do the same show?
I mean, the spring will be a little more interesting.
The spring will be interesting for sure. No doubt.
It's weird not having football on. No games, nothing.
I know. Season's almost over.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to break down NBA games. Starting.
All right, is that... Here we go. Hey, who do we have?
I think that was that Skype though? I think that call came in on Skype. You're calling somebody back.
I know. Trying to stop.
I think that was Skype. Wasn't it? That sounded like Skype.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing? Yeah.
No, I got a missed call.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. They're going to have to come show me how to do this again.
Because you have to answer it, then you have to move it over on the Bluetooth thing over to the other thing.
Yeah, and people are trying to call. So,
oh, they are?
Yeah, apparently so. I don't know. Or someone sent a message. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a giant fan of this system. Got to get them over here to either simplify it or we got to.
There are a couple negatives to it that off the top of my head.
Come up with something different. Yeah.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We don't run the heat much, Shaggy, at my house. We don't.
You know what now?
Shaggy says, I'm in a sweatshirt. You're in a jacket. I'm too cheap to turn on the heat.
It's not cold, though.
No, it's but we don't really run the heat.
It's kind of chilly outside, so I'll just put a pullover on to come over. And I have shorts on.
How high do you turn your heat up in your house?
Keep everything around 68 normally.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that we ever turn the heat above like 63, 64.
Oh, that low?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a heat or cool. I mean, 68 is kind of where everything just stays all the time.
Yeah, summer we're 68, 69.
Okay.
When it's super hot.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
If it were up to me at nighttime in the summer,
it'd be like 61. Here's the deal, though, when it's... The problem with that is no matter what it's on, it's just running 24 hours a day.
Hey, who do we have? All right, hold on, Casey. There you go. Hey, Casey, what's up?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yep, we're all good.
You're good.
Okay.
Yes, so turn your device down. That way there's no delay.
Okay. Am I good now?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So I was just going to get your guys' opinion. I know I got in a little late. I'm sure y'all already covered it about five or six times, but it's about the quarterback situation. I made a post on board today, and I got ridiculed, cooked pretty hard on the board today, which, you know, tends to happen. But
welcome to my world, Casey.
Right. So, my post today was just, and I shouldn't have worded it how I did. I just said it seems like there's a lot of promises being made, and what I just meant by that is that it just seems to me that at some point, whether when he was first getting recruited here or sometime over this last year, Jackson Dart was either told or insinuated that this is his team and his locker room. Okay. And then, Neil, you've pretty much well documented that Walker Howard came here not to be third string scout team, to be second team. And I just, for me, whatever quotes, whatever not promises, I know Sanders had those quotes today. I just don't think there's any way that he comes here if he does not at least have been told or insinuated that he would have a real shot at winning the starting job. And so my point was is that, well, all three of those can't be true at the same time. And I just, you know, led to, you know, don't know how to handle the big time and all this stuff. And I just wanted your guys' take on that opinion that maybe some promises are being – made. Now, I know y'all can't report that. I just want y'all's opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I can't report it because I don't know it. I don't know what conversations that Spencer Sanders and Lane Kiffin had. I don't know. I know some specifics from the conversations that they had with Walker Howard as it pertained to Spencer Sanders. I'll be careful here. I know that Jackson Dart was aware that Spencer Sanders was a likelihood.
Yes.
I don't think the Walker Howard part was a big deal. Obviously, the Spencer Sanders thing is a setting up a showdown, I think, in his mind. That's my guess. It's an educated guess. I'm not even trying to dance around it. I'm just trying to be careful that I don't say something that someone said to me off the record. Look, I think there's some tension there. And then I think it's pretty obvious that it's one thing for Lane Kiffin to say, or for people to say that Lane just wanted more competition in the room. I think it's pretty obvious that it goes deeper than that, right? Because if you're the...
Totally agree.
If you're a... Lane likes to use pro mindset. Okay, so let's talk pro mindset. If you're an NFL team that is pleased with your quarterback play, you don't draft a quarterback in the first round, right? If you draft a quarterback in the first round, the message that you're sending to your quarterback is one of two things. Either you're old and we think Father Time's about to kick your ass, or we're looking to move on. You know, you might take a backup quarterback in the fifth round, or you might sign some 36-year-old, in free agency to come in and be the backup or whatnot. But if the Cincinnati Bengals drafted a quarterback in the first round, the message that would send to Joe Burrow would be a complicated message, right? They wouldn't do it. So if they were thrilled with Jackson Dart, I started to say Brandon Allen because I was thinking about the backup for the Bengals. If they were thrilled with Jackson Dart, you're bringing in Walker Howard because duh, but I don't know that you're bringing in Spencer Sanders and creating this storyline, this drama. It's not us creating the drama; they create the drama. In this case, this is Lane Kiffin creating the drama. By bringing in Spencer Sanders. So, I mean, like, I don't think you have to be a genius to figure out what's the most likely outcome here. It doesn't mean that's the outcome that's going to happen, but it's pretty obvious where you're betting. If someone said, hey, bet on, you have to take $100 here and bet on what the outcome's going to be, I know where I'd put my money right away. I wouldn't even think about it.
I mean, it's...
Right.
Yeah, because I'm trying to kind of sort my thoughts a little bit. It's the deal, too, where it's not about, oh, because I know this is coming in the thread, so I'll go ahead and hit it all, is it's not about, oh, well, you go just find a worse quarterback because then they're not having competition. That's not really the point. It's that you're spending NIL money. You're doing all these different things. Like, it's, I mean, NIL starts does become a more of a draft thing than usual because there's a finite amount of NIL money out there for everything they're trying to do this year and moving forward and whatnot. So,
and they caught a break on Howard because Howard didn't really want a huge NIL package. He could have commanded one at a lot of places. I mean, in fact, there were NIL packages offered to Walker Howard at other schools that were bigger than the one that he ended up taking at Ole Miss. That should tell people that, hey, boy, some people that we think are not caught up in NIL, no, they're more caught up than you think, Missouri. And it's super competitive out there. But to Chase's point, you're exactly right, is you, let's call it $11 million. Once you run out of $11 million, you're out of money. I mean, that you aren't just, hey, throwing money against the wall. And they're not done. I mean, they're trying to save some money because Ole Miss is going to be active in May, especially on the defensive side of the football. So
active right now on the defensive side of the football.
More coming. they got guys coming perhaps in the next 48 hours. So if you were thrilled with the idea of Jackson Dart and then Walker Howard and whoever's behind them, maybe you go get I'm using this as an example, a Michael Abraham type to come in and just give you some quality depth. But you go out and get a Spencer Sanders who's been a 4-year starter at Oklahoma State. I mean, you're bringing that guy in to, frankly, you're bringing him into play.
Oh, man, I think in some ways Lane very likely in his mind just says, hey, have a full competition and whoever loses will transfer before August. Don't have to worry about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Could be.
Because I mean, said, yeah.
Find, in my opinion, I hope that that is an option, right? Because where it scares me to death as a fan, coming off of a season where I think that the locker room after the Alabama game was just a huge factor into what, you know, the Auburn stuff and everything, but that couldn't have been a very well put together locker room to finish how it did. It just couldn't have been. There was too much just stuff going on. And bringing him in when, and I agree, I think part of the Walker Howard deal is he's absolutely number two, right? Well, if he's absolutely number two, like I'm sure y'all said, somebody has to be number three or they have to transfer. And I just worry that, you know, I mean, for a while there, you know, in the bowl game, I mean, this was Jackson Dart's team. So, like, what does it mean for the locker room if it's not him? I mean, I don't know. I'm worried because we're coming off of an ending there where it just got super squirrely off the field and it absolutely affected the product on the field. And I just think this situation just really puts you at risk for situations that could make this thing weird.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's certainly a viable thought. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
The point that I'm going to continue to make, because I think I'm right, is that if you're thrilled with Jackson Dart and you think, hey, this is the guy that we're going to build with Jackson Dart.
Because you got his backup.
You got his backup. You don't bring in somebody else. Because let's say a scenario, let's play this out. You bring in Spencer Sanders, and then come August, Spencer Sanders is holding a clipboard. And he's not getting reps because Walker Howard's getting the two reps. Okay, that's fine. Come this time next year, when you're trying to get guys out of the portal, they're like, hey, well, what happened to him? Because I don't want that to happen to me. It gets harder to get guys out of the portal, and you're looking at a program that 2 years in a row now is portal heavy.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe they won't be portal heavy next year, but say they have been for 2 years. So, you know, you don't want to get a reputation for being disingenuous with people in the portal.
Exactly, which y'all mentioned today, which is, you know, I think today you asked Chase at one point, what does this do for them going forward? And again, there's no way to really know, but I mean, if you promise somebody the job and then they don't get the job, well, what happens when you go promise the next guy the job?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now I'm not, I mean, that's just going out of line, but I'm just saying, I don't know. It's just I just wanted, I guess, to be the first caller to kind of bring it up and get all these points out of the way, I guess.
We appreciate the call very much.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, guys. Y'all
thanks, Casey.
Night.
You too.
No, it was nifty.
You like that? Yeah, and I'm sure that we're kind of I'm a little behind on. I'm sure we're kind of being accused of being negative or whatever. I'm not trying to be negative. I just think it's interesting. That's all. That, you know, you're using some of your capital to bring in a quarterback. Which you know, people are doing
both numbers.
Hey, who do we have?
Hey, guys, this is Bobbin.
Hey, Bobbin, what's up?
Nothing much. Y'all doing all right?
Sort of.
Yeah, go ahead.
Florida.
Well, yeah, we got two phone. You're not calling the number that's on the screen, so it's creating a little phone issue for us. That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh shit, my bad.
No, you're good.
You're good.
Okay. All right. So, a lot of thoughts. I think is this the first time? Big time Power Five school has paid major NIL for three quarterbacks and not just two.
I'd have to think about it. I mean, I don't know, probably, but I'd have to give that some thought. I mean, we're so new in the NIL pay for play era that I'm sure there's somebody out there that's got three quarterbacks on a contract, but I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
I mean, I'm sure Alabama does if all three of their kids are like 5 and 4 stars.
I mean, pretty much everybody that's a 4-star above is getting NIL money or pay-for-play money.
The question would be anywhere else where all three are coming in as transfers, because, I mean, just from the staging situation, you know, it's a different situation because Sanders is such an old guy coming in versus if you just had 3 years of high school quarterbacks you signed and you go, hey, they're all competing. Yeah, 100%, but you paid them over a 3-year period in a different way. That's not the same as all three dudes being transfers like they are.
Right.
How transparent do y'all think they're being with Dart right now?
I don't know.
I think they're just I think they're just challenging him to win and keep the job. I mean, I do. I think
I mean, what's his dad's name? Brandon?
Yes.
Brandon Dart, which, look, I mean, he got a little, I won't say heated. I wouldn't say he got heated, but he kind of clapped back at some stuff that was written about Jackson in the middle of a quarterback battle last year. And, I mean, I'd be pissed right now if I were them. I'd be a little annoyed.
Step into the new year in style. If you haven't made the move already, you really need to experience the difference a quality sock makes. Go to deadsoxy.com, enter the code RebelGrove at checkout, get 25% off all orders, including sale items. As they continue to grow, Dead Soxy wants to extend a special thank you for the continued support of the Rebel Grove community. The folks at Dead Soxy are constantly striving to improve their quality, relationships, and customer experiences. As an MPW Digital listener, you'll be the first to hear about all new products and opportunities as they come around. Remember, promo code RebelGrove at checkout, 25% off all orders, and Happy New Year from Dead Soxy. Walk-On's Sports Bistro puts everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering, made-from-scratch Louisiana cuisine, po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, plus fan favorites like juicy burgers and fresh salads, all in front of 70-plus TVs and with 40-plus ice-cold beers on tap. Visit them in Oxford or Ridgeland today. The College Corner is your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram with the largest selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi. Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating, are the places to go for all of your heating and cooling needs. Different names, but it's the same great products, the same great services, the same people. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer, 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, call Southern, 662-429-4429. A-Stock Auctions is a Nashville-based online auction company with the mission to provide customers the power to name their price. All items at A-Stock start at just $1. That's right. Every item starts at just $1. Shop now at astock.bid or download their app. Name your price on thousands of items from big-name retailers. A-Stock Auctions has multiple locations around Nashville that offer local pickups. So don't miss out. If you want it, bid it, win it. Brought to you by Solutions RX. It's a probiotic multivitamin supplement company created by Ole Miss Pharmacy alum Chris Cornelison. It's pharmaceutical grade, manufactured right here inside the U.S., under the highest standards. It's, if you take diabetes medicine, high blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medications, they typically cause side effects like muscle pain, brain fog, energy loss due to a depletion of minerals and vitamins in the body. But Chris formulated a product called Prescription Support to put those vitamins back into your body, help with those side effects, helping you stay more compliant in taking your medications and helping you stay healthier over the long term. It's solutionsrx.com. Enter the promo code OEP at checkout and get 10% off your first order. Game Changer patches are the only two-patch system available in the market today to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch, used before or while you drink. The overtime patch, used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game, ready for the next play. So go to GameChangerPatch.com, promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. ACS is owned by my friend Clay McNutt in Baldwin, Mississippi. It's established in 2013. ACS is a complete electrical control system solution provider, a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. They've got a full-time dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff, a UL508A panel shop. They can custom tailor software packages, custom design electrical control panel solutions, and much, much more. It's ACSLLCMS.com. Or call 662-601-4381.
Hey, I just, I mean, here's the frustrating part of this. Maybe not frustrating. There's no way to know yet. I mean, there's things that we simply, I think I know what I think. Neil thinks he knows what he thinks.
Yep.
We do know those three things that I mentioned a little while ago. Those are 100% facts. But as far as what Kiffin does to choose a starter or to divvy up playing time or where to give the number two reps and all those things, look, frankly, no matter what's been said to this point, we don't have a 100% answer to that until it happens. There's no way to know.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I thought it was kind of smoke and mirrors there. I didn't think the Sanders stuff was real. I didn't. I thought, you know, maybe Ole Miss was kind of kicking the tires just in case something went finicky with Walker Howard. And then he was just going to go to like an Auburn. Because they sound like, and look, I love Auburn fans. Well, he didn't come to Auburn because he wasn't offered by Auburn. I feel like Auburn's one of those social media fan bases that likes to pull that card a lot. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like Hugh Freeze was absolutely interested in bringing in Spencer Sanders for next year. I mean, am I wrong on that?
I just don't know. I mean, my normal people that I would talk to at Auburn, we don't really talk, so I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm interested because, man, they've had what, like 7 guys on defense jump in the portal since they fired Partridge, at least? Has it been that high?
Jamon Gordon, Isaiah Iton, Tysheem Johnson, Davison.
Breedlove.
Yeah.
It's 5 off the top of my head. I'm probably forgetting somebody.
Chase heard tonight that there's maybe some momentum towards Davis and Igbinosin returning. I don't have that independent of Chase, but I know who Chase's source is. It's probably pretty valid.
How risky do you think it is for them to – because I feel like a lot of those guys are going to come in that May transfer period. When's that? It starts in like May or June.
Yeah, it's May 1. May 1 right? through – you have to get in May 1 through the 15th, and then you can – you know, from that point forward, you can – do it for a while. But I mean, realistically, you want to be on a campus in June because you want to go through the off-season program.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's super risky. Now, look, they may have a plan and everything, and they've got 10 or so guys circled that they know are probably going to jump in the portal, and they have backup plans for that and everything. But that just, I mean, that's a lot of roster turnover.
Yeah, but that's happening everywhere. I mean, like Ole Miss is up to 20-something in the portal. A&M's got 20-something. Arkansas's got 20-something.
We're in a new era where you're going to see all these people that do these spring stories about ranking that you can't. It's not possible. It's just like the recruiting cycle has changed, and the people who – miss the old recruiting cycle or frustrated that the old recruiting cycle's gone. Well, the off season cycle is going to be completely different now. Like you won't, for example, we'll just use Ole Miss. You won't be able to watch Ole Miss in the spring and go, okay, well, this is the weakness, this is the strength. Well, yeah, to some degree, but they're going to fix some of it in May, or guys might bolt in May that you thought you were counting on. I mean, that's going to happen everywhere. So, when the people, and I've seen people do it with Texas A&M, for example, I'm not as offended as one of our colleagues at Rivals, who's just super worked up about the national media and Texas A&M, for the love of God.
But, huh?
Oh, yeah, you should look at his Twitter feed.
I hadn't seen this.
Oh, it's just...
Really?
Yeah, it's explosive. It's ridiculous.
Which one is it?
No, I don't want to do it.
He's frustrated?
He's very frustrated the national media is picking on A&M, but like, who knows what A&M is going to look like in May? I don't know. They might look completely different on June the 1st than they look on April the 1st. And so, who knows? An Ole Miss might look completely different on June the 1st on defense than it looks like on April the 1st. It might not. I don't know. We're not going to know those answers in spring. You're not going to be able to write definitive things about this is what Ole Miss is going to look like on defense, because that's not going to be the case necessarily. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be surprised if the two deep is not vastly different in the summer than it was in the spring. And that's what I feel like the crazy part is. I wouldn't say it makes the spring meaningless, but I mean, you're banking on a lot of guys that you're going to count on that didn't even walk through in spring practice. You know, they weren't even there. And it's going to be interesting for me to see how that plays out. Like,
yeah,
you know, guys need more time in a system and stuff like that, you know. But I don't know. But all right, guys, thanks for taking the call.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Vibin. Did you pull that up?
I had not. I was actually trying to look up some transfer portal rule stuff.
Okay.
While we were sitting here.
That's very disciplined on your part. I'm impressed. All right. Phone number is 662-426-1464. Yeah, I mean, spring is pretty meaningless. Hold on 1 second. Let me get you on. Hey, who do we have? Hey, caller, who do we have?
Hey, Ellis Webb, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Turn your turn your device down. There you go.
Totally down. So,
okay.
Got a real quick question. My concern with Ball is really the tight end position and the DB position. Seems like we got a lot of holes that are not filled. I mean, everyone keeps talking about the quarterback, but I mean, if people can score on us all day long, it really doesn't matter. So just want to get your thoughts on that. And also, your beer garden was phenomenal. One of my favorite shows you've done in quite a while. I do miss G Pitts. I hope you and that comes back in time, but totally get that, but just really good show. And I'll drop off, and you guys have a great evening.
Thanks for the call, Webb. Appreciate it. I think they've kind of settled tight end a little bit, by the way. Priest Korn is coming in from Memphis. They still have
Kyron Heath, and you got the wild card intrigue to see what happens.
That's a good way to put it.
It's a lottery ticket.
Well, and there's a chance that he's a real lottery ticket, because if he ever puts it together from a discipline standpoint.
He looked kind of like Ricky Vaughn in those glasses.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of a
– Yeah.
Didn't – Like, but when he was taking them out, we didn't have tortoise shell ones, kind of like the really kind of the before he went to the skulls.
Oh, he did,
yeah, like
yeah.
when he when they just had to use what they had before it went over.
Yeah. That was young Charlie Sheen, wasn't it?
That was young Charlie Sheen. Yeah, it was. I did appreciate in your mailbag the other day the guy that was picking out Roger Dorn's stats to see wouldn't he been able to make more money in free agency and not retire going into
like,
the next
you
season.
You did a deep dive on that movie, didn't you? Yeah, in today's market, he would have made some serious coin.
Yeah, he was hitting like 292 with 87 RBIs and some pop.
In his 30s, he would have gotten a $13 million contract.
He was doing all right. He bought the team.
Yeah, the other day, Carson yelled down. He goes, "Dad, how good is Trey Mancini?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Maybe really good. I mean, putting a lot of faith in some dudes like that. Trey Mancini, Eric Hosmer." It's funny how you can talk yourself into those guys. You're like, "Yeah, you know, well, maybe."
Start turning your head a little bit. And go,
maybe. Yeah.
He was worked up. You're right. I just went to his Twitter page.
Yeah. He was upset.
He's very frustrated.
Very.
Look, it's been a dark time. Okay.
You should be proud of me.
It's not what was expected or intended.
Because I had a response with, "You're way too emotional about this." And then I stopped.
Did you?
I'm just inviting trouble. Delete.
Speaking of the Twitter today, Lane responding to Steve, and it's two things at once. It's very, very funny. I mean, I laughed a ton when Steve wrote the article for his site, and it said basically no more transfer or whatever's, and Lane just says congratulations on a quote tweet. It is hilarious. It's funny. I get a kick out of it. Go ahead. I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Also, the second part is Ole Miss will never sneak up on any team ever, ever, ever again, ever.
I mean,
it is impossible. There is a big neon sign over that spot on the schedule for everybody.
I mean, you better be good. Because, I mean, the list of schools that are going to want to kick your ass is so long. Like, people talk about A&M, for example. Don't you think if Jimbo gets a shot? Hang on, caller, 1 second. We'll get to you. Hold on. Hang on, caller. We'll get right to you. Don't you think if Jimbo gets a shot, if Hugh Freeze gets a shot, if Mississippi State gets a shot, I mean, people are going to take the shot. I mean, you're not nice guy sneaking up on anyone. And maybe that, hey, whatever. That's his MO. But Woo. Hey, who do we have?
Hey, it's Steve in Greenville.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, okay, first of all, before I say what I'm going to say, let me just say I respect both of y'all. I enjoy the show, been listening for over 10 years. But I had dinner with an AD at a school in Missouri, not Missouri, but in Missouri. And he told the people at the table that he saw the way he saw college NIL going. He said that unless your program is raising his work $40 to $50 million a year in NIL, you cannot afford to spend NIL on anything but football.
That number feels really high.
He pointed out, he said, look at Texas A&M. They're spending 25 to 30. Texas is supposedly on track to spend an equal amount. And he said, you can't do it, especially if you're a school like Ole Miss or State or he said, look at Kentucky. NIL is hurting their basketball. You know, money that would have gone for players in basketball 10 years ago is now going to football.
Yeah, that's true.
And he said, Saban lost one game the year before last. He lost two. And said he predicted they'd lose three this year, the coming year.
So, yeah, I could see that. I think the
– become the cleanest sport in college.
No, I don't agree with that. Basketball is going to be different. Schools are going to have to decide how invested they want to be in basketball. But here's the thing about not to get off the football and into basketball. The basketball thing is this, and Ole Miss is one of these schools. The people that are making the decisions, they simply aren't willing to go, okay, well, we can't compete in basketball. We've got to put all the money into football. The calendar's too long. They want to have meaningful basketball. And look at Missouri last night. I didn't watch the whole game. I didn't see but the last like 4 minutes. But you look at that environment, that arena. A guy like Keith Carter probably did watch some of that game, and he wants that venue. He wants that environment in his venue. You look at the environment that was at South Carolina when Ole Miss played there on, was it Tuesday night? It was dead. You can't have that. You just can't have that. So you have to invest some NIL money to at least be competitive in basketball. What'd you say? 40 million? That's too big of a number. There aren't four programs in the country that are spending 40. Now 20? 20 is going to be the number, and for schools like Ole Miss, like a bunch of schools in the SEC. I mean, we could go down the list, like Missouri and Kentucky and South Carolina and Ole Miss. And
I do think 20 is the port of entry for multiple elite high school blue chippers.
Yes, I do too.
You can get portal. You can get two guys.
You phrased that really well. That's exactly right. If you want to be recruiting the five-star guys, you've got to have $20 million of NIL at your disposal every year.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think, Kiffin? Okay, Kiffin said we needed $5 million. Okay, we raised 10. Okay, let's say we raised 12. You know, what would Kiffin's reaction be if they told him, said, okay, you said 5, we got 12 here, you can have the 10, we're going to take the 2 and move it to basketball?
I don't know that you'd have to run that by Lane. I think you just do it as a collective. I mean, if you're the collective
some people are gonna earmark for basketball. I mean, there's money earmarked for baseball. I mean,
at the risk of inviting people to make fun of me here, I know this from having connections up there due to my kids being there. I know that one of Arkansas's major NIL donors earmarks every penny for basketball, and so that's where it goes. So, I mean, that's how this will work. I mean, if somebody decides that they really care about basketball and they earmark the money to basketball, that's where it's going to go.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd bring that little conversation I had up. I was a guest of a guest, so, yeah, I didn't push back any on him. But, all right. Enjoy the show, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The other thing, too, is that as of right now, relative to the cost in football, you can go grab some guys in basketball for a relatively cheap price. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about $10 million for hoops.
No, you can build a really
couple
good,
million. And
I was going to say 1.5. You can build a pretty good basketball team. Missouri's got a good team right now. I don't think their NIL for basketball is more than a million.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and this is, I mean, this is talent. This is recruiting in general. A lot of Ole Miss's problem in basketball has simply been, whether it be NIL or top rate, whatever, just getting guys to actually then match that on the court. I mean, it's not necessarily for Ole Miss at the moment about NIL. There's several guys on NIL deals. It's yeah. that you're not getting the production out of the amount that you are spending in those areas. I mean, a lot of reasons why, but that is the end of the day, the thing. I mean,
look, this is they in basketball. They I think they've just made some evaluation mistakes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
I mean, we dance around that in large part because Look, I like Kermit. I hope they turn it around and go on some wild winning streak. It would make January and February a lot more fun. But if it doesn't happen, I think it's an evaluation as much as it is anything.
Little news on stuff coming to Oxford here in the spring. As you know by now, Morgan Wallen bringing the One Night at a Time tour to Vaught Hemingway Stadium. That's April 22nd. And April 23rd. Remember, they're doing back-to-back nights. It's Saturday. It's Sunday. That's LSU baseball weekend. It will be pretty packed around town here. Tickets for both nights are still available, and they start at just $78. Big drop in price there. So to purchase, you can visit morganwallen.com. But for both nights, there are tickets available, and they are cheaper than what you had previously seen. So $78 start for Morgan Wallen at Vaught Hemingway Stadium those two nights.
You going to see Morgan Wallen?
I don't think so.
Are you not?
I don't, you know, this. I don't listen to a lot of music. I mean, I don't have any issue with Morgan Wallen. I also don't know that I could pick 2 to 3 Morgan Wallen songs out of thin air.
I like some of his music. Feels like it's going to be really crowded, though.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a football stadium that's going to be sold out. Yeah. That's going to be a little crowded.
Yeah. Like I saw the pictures of like Garth Brooks in Baton Rouge and in Fayetteville, and I was like, it looks like fun, but afterwards it looks like misery.
Looks really busy.
Yeah,
a lot of people when the encore comes on, go ahead and getting out of there. We'll yeah. Go ahead and beat the rush a little bit. Kyle, thanks for always watching your super chats, just being around. Appreciate you. Says, do you think there's a football coach that could raise more NIL money than Saban at Alabama? Not a better coach, just could raise more money.
Yeah, Steve Sarkisian. He's done it. They're yeah. fascinating because Texas has raised a ton of money. Jimbo's raised a lot of money.
He has.
A ton.
That's not the problem.
No. I mean, I think the numbers are legit.
And they're the epitome now of just, and look, maybe it works. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe I have to stop making fun of A&M. They're ultimately in the just throwing money at the problem stage now.
Yeah.
We're just mad, so we're throwing more money. It's just shoveling it into the incinerator at this point.
Ginger says something tells me Neil doesn't love crowds. I don't hate crowds. I'm fine with crowds. I just
you don't want that level of crowd.
I mean, I looked at the pictures from Baton Rouge, and I was like, man, the concert itself would probably be kind of cool, but just sitting in the traffic for 2 hours afterwards would not be as cool. If I had someplace I could go for a couple hours and let the I'd be good with that.
You could like walk to a restaurant or something and then chill.
And then just chill and then come back and just leave.
That's true. They're even throwing money at coaches and doing Bobby Petrino Hail Marys now. Can he stay out of his way?
I mean, it's one of the.
Or is he going to hand Bobby his phone book of plays and go, hey, let's.
Bobby's the type that would take the phone book and throw it back at him.
He would. That's the thing there. There's no yes man in Bobby Petrino.
No, he's.
Shoo.
I mean, you talk about a conversation that happened. I mean, you know that Bobby said that. Hey, look, now if I'm going to do this, I'm doing it. You leave me alone.
Fascinating. I mean, frankly, one of the better storylines in the league for the coming year.
Oh, it's top,
just because of what
top five.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, maybe top two. I mean, one's Alabama replacing Bryce Young and Will Anderson and all those guys. Jahmyr Gibbs. There's a lot of dudes that are leaving them, including a quarterback. But yeah, they're right there because they're so talented. It's a super talented roster.
And then Kirby has to pick a quarterback, which he doesn't always do a great job with.
Yeah. I mean, he's playing with house money for a year. Back-to-back titles, 29-1. Not a lot of pressure on Kirby right now.
I did see Bill O'Brien as he interviewed with the Patriots today. It's done.
Why is this a secret? Yeah, it's been done for weeks. Yeah. Who's the OC there? I don't know.
It would be nice if we had the same thing in college where the team accounts just start telling you who they interviewed every day. That'd help.
Yeah. If we could find out like who the visits are. Like there's a rumor, for example, that is it A.D. Thomas, the wide receiver at Georgia, who went into the portal? There's a rumor that he's visiting Ole Miss this weekend.
He's going to Texas.
Yeah. I don't have any confirmation on that at all. And every single person close to the Georgia program who's remotely objective said they're saying the same thing, which is
including I was told his NIL deal today.
Yeah, he's going to Texas.
For a lot of money.
For a lot of money, and yeah, and
apparently he has a personal situation trying to get closer.
Has a child in Texas, or family, or something, or both, and he's going back there.
Okay.
So when other people do that, he might come to Ole Miss this weekend. Okay. But he's not.
More and more by the day.
What did I say? I said Thomas. It's Mitchell. I'm sorry.
It's A.D. Mitchell.
A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah, as much as I don't like it, by the day, when Texas gets in the league, I hope Texas beats A&M.
I think so.
I
think so.
It's a lock.
Oh, Jeff Lebby.
Yeah, I've heard that a little bit.
To Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that'd be interesting. Storylines?
Like we needed one more storyline here.
We put one up at the top.
Yeah,
Jeff Lebby. That'll make Twitter that week pretty interesting.
What's up, Sanders?
And no love lost there.
Bama 1 week, Auburn 1 week, A&M 1 week. Clark Lee's the only coach I'm not kind of interested in when it comes to when the game is or who's playing.
Yeah. Clark's like, hey, I don't want to get into all this.
Yeah. No Moss.
Yeah. Just trying to beat Florida again.
You changing your over-under on Deion at all? For the year, what do you got?
What's my over-under?
3.5.
I'm over.
You over?
Yeah.
They went 1-11, only beating Cal last year.
Brought in some talent.
That schedule's a MF-er.
It is, but they brought in some players. He's got a pretty good staff. Yeah, I'm kind of going over.
Okay.
Robert, thanks for the super chat. He says, what would Lane do with A&M NIL at Ole Miss, and how good could Ole Miss be? I think he would go far heavier on high school guys.
He would. No, we'd do it the more traditional method.
In quotes, for those who aren't watching. If you're listening, I did air quotes with my fingers. I think he would do the traditional roster building. I think he would try to build a roster in the same way that Kirby and Saban are building.
Well, look,
it's
the
rosters.
Better way to do it from the standpoint of you still can do the portal, too. Nothing said you couldn't go cherry pick and pluck guys out, but you get... You almost kind of get two shots. You get those kids out of high school, and if they do pan out, you're in the best shape to keep them. and then you supplement with the portal that way, and you're not relying on them having to leave their previous school. I mean, it just logically, that is still the preferred way to do it if you have the unlimited NIL to make that happen.
Right.
What Kiffin has been able to do here is be very creative in how they use cash, and you put a roster together.
I don't watch MasterChef and I don't watch Hell's Kitchen, but I'm not against it. I'm mostly like Iron Chef and Beat Bobby Flay, and
I've had some MasterChef kick, but not in a while, long time.
We finally got rid of DirecTV, so.
Oh, did you?
So I won't have the cooking channel anymore on Saturday night.
What are you doing?
YouTube.
Are you?
Yep.
Used to it?
Not yet.
Is it bothering you on not being a delay on Twitter, or is that
doesn't? No, that doesn't bother me at all.
But like drive Jeffrey.
It would drive
clinically
him.
Insane.
Yeah. I'm less on Twitter today than I've ever been.
I told you, I get to the point where I almost kind of like it, because there's parts of me that like seeing what's going to happen before it happens. I'll leave Twitter up and be like, oh, touchdown. And then I'll look up and touchdown.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, Yeah, I kind of like, just go ahead and know it.
See, I'm the opposite of that. Like, I'll be watching a game, an Ole Miss game, like on the road, and I'll have the game stats up. And the game stats are a few seconds in front of the basketball game. And the score will change. I'm like, oh, so someone made a three.
Yeah.
And so I get to where I minimize it so I don't see it.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. I'd kind of rather watch in real time and see it.
I kind of do that with stat broadcast up. Yeah, I don't necessarily want to notice if they've scored or not scored or whatever. That's a good point. They're still obviously incredibly banged up. If Ole Miss is in this game tomorrow in Saturday in Fayetteville, what's it look like?
Arkansas doesn't shoot the lights out. It would be that you got them in foul trouble, and they're apt to get in foul trouble. For Ole Miss to win, they're going to have to shoot well. Ole Miss can't win a muddy game with Arkansas because Arkansas is too big. Arkansas's got some really skilled bigs, and they've got skilled guards who can get into the paint and create problems. It's Ole Miss shooting well, Arkansas shooting poorly, and Ole Miss just playing clean. Look, Arkansas's 1-5. I mean, they're not great. They have some really good players, and they have some dudes that can go off.
And Nick Smith's not back yet.
Not yet. You have to stay in front of Anthony Black, very talented. You have to stay in front of Ricky Council Jr., the fourth. Because he can make things happen. If you like dunks, you should watch the game, because typically once a game he gets way above the rim and has one of those dunks where you're like, whoa, love to do that one time. You can't let Debo Davis go off. He's probably their one outside threat. And then you have to rebound, because they've got some bigs who are pretty skilled in the paint. The one thing they just don't do is they just don't shoot well from the outside, and it's really limited.
Welcome to the league.
Yeah.
It's like half the damn league can't shoot from the outside at all.
Yeah.
I mean, Tennessee struggles occasionally. Auburn, State, Ole Miss.
Got to think Musselman will have his team pretty ready, though. They can't lose to Ole Miss. They've got to start stringing some wins together.
Oh, they're out of...
Yeah, they've
it's there.
Their margin for error has sort of dissipated. Now it gave them no benefit, but the SEC had to issue. Did you see the SEC today had to issue a statement that they missed some calls, pretty big calls in that
game. They missed
one
you showed me this morning.
Well, they missed a really big call on a player control foul in the last 2 minutes. They called a charge on Arkansas, and it was it was a block.
Michael Mosley asked in the stream, any defensive players committing soon via portal? Yeah, I think so. I think multiple potentially there. And then
I've got
there
three.
Seems to be, as we said a few minutes ago, there seems to be momentum on Igbinosin staying at this point.
Yeah. And again, you get back into NIL. I mean, that's probably having to come close to matching an NIL offer that he has somewhere else, which is the interesting part of the whole.
The NIL thing is it's player retention takes up a pretty good chunk of your NIL. It's not just go grab new guys and that's it for the day.
Oh, I mean, the majority of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's
massive.
It's across sports.
Yeah, everywhere.
I mean.
Well, like Ole Miss baseball.
Gonzalez, Elliott.
Yeah. I mean, people came after those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can. I mean, it pisses fans off, and I get it, but I don't blame a program for reaching out to Hunter Elliott and go, so,
What do you think?
Here's this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. People go, well, that sucks. That's okay. But yeah, but you're doing it too. And if you're not doing it, you should be doing it. The whole tampering, that's like Steve and the tampering thing. I'm like, stop. I have no sympathy for it at all.
Well, state doesn't tamper.
Okay.
They just get tampered with.
So, yeah, did people offer Hunter Elliott money? Of course. Yeah. As they should have.
Fair.
I mean, I get that it's not kosher or whatnot, but. He pitched really damn well down the stretch. People watched it and went, you know, that dude would be good for us.
Let's just make a call. See.
So you reach out to somebody who might be able to reach out to somebody.
I think he kind of considered one of them.
Yeah, probably did. I mean, as he should.
Even if it was just leverage.
I got no problem.
It's fine, too.
I have no issue with any of that. He could blow his elbow out. And then all of a sudden, he doesn't have as much leverage. So, it's going to happen in every sport. All right, we'll wrap it there. We'll be back on Monday. We'll recap the weekend NFL playoffs coming up. We'll have picks up on Saturday. Let's see what else we got.
Is that when?
Yeah, okay. We'll do that on Saturday. We've got a lot of potentially a lot of recruiting content coming your way. We'll have daily threads.
Yeah, I expect more people in the next couple of days.
I do too. So we'll have that coming your way. Ole Miss and Arkansas, 11 a.m. at Bud Walton. I'll have some post-game coverage. Kermit's going to be on a Zoom after the game, so we'll have some post-game coverage. From there, we'll talk about the playoffs, and we'll recap on Monday. We'll recap what's going on in the portal and Ole Miss basketball, and we'll be starting to get closer to the start of Ole Miss baseball season. Still a few weeks away, but getting close.
They have started team practice now.
Okay. So thanks to everybody for being in the thread with us. Appreciate all the calls, the super chats, and all of that. We will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.